live, you are invited to take control of the airwaves toll-free at 855-453. The SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. Drop on by freetalklive.com. You can actually control the content of the site. So when you find something online that you think is interesting that you'd like to share with our listeners and us, because we check our own website, we've actually got some really great show prep off of there because of our listeners who've taken the time to go and add it to the site. So you find something online you like, you add it over at Free Talk Live as show prep, submit it as show prep, and then other listeners can vote, and the most voted up will make it to the front page in the top of the site over at freetalklive.com. So head over there, get interactive as we continue with you and your calls. If you're just tuning in, we started out last hour talking about Barack Obama's comments on gay marriage and how disingenuous it seems, how politically well-timed it appears to be, being that it's the beginning of his presidential campaign, and all of a sudden they trot out a whole page worth of T-shirts and posters and koozie cups that are LGBT related on his campaign website.
Every one of the cable news networks is all a Twitter about this one.
Yeah. Well, as though, Barack Obama really cares. I mean, he's just another politician, and this is the same old story from the Democrats. It's the pandering towards the gay community for votes, and every now and then maybe throw him a bone or something like that, right? Like, as though...
Right. What matters to these people is power, not you and whatever your concern is. Right. It's power.
And that discussion kind of transitioned into, we had a lady call in from Tennessee where she says she's in the Bible Belt and there's some sort of crazy law that says that if you are within 1,000 feet of a church-owned property, you may not engage in adult business, meaning you can't give someone a tattoo if you're within 1,000 feet of church-owned property.
Church-owned property. And they just happen to own some building that isn't a church at all.
I don't care if it is a church. I think it's absolutely outrageous. It's a violation of property rights. The idea that somebody who goes to church has a call on whether or not that I can do what I want in my own business that I paid for. It's crazy.
Yep. You start taking all the church-owned property around town and drawing circles, 1,000-foot circles around it, or whatever it is, 1,000-foot, 1,000-yard circles around it, and you're going to probably have a lot less area to open your tattoo business than you thought.
Yeah, I guess you could go and open your tattoo business where all the sex offenders live, because they pretty much probably can't live in that 1,000-foot radius either. Mm. So those would be your customers, I suppose. The question was, well, what would Jesus do? You know, who would Jesus hate? Who would Jesus bomb? This is not a Christian position to take, the position of trying to control one's neighbors. Not in my opinion, not Christian at all. And I was a Christian for a time, so I feel like I can comment on that. Alan is listening in Medford, Oregon to KMED. Alan, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Wow, cool.
Here you are. Go ahead, sir.
Ian, I am not sure if you're the Ian that is on Coast to Coast.
No, that's a different Ian. That's Ian Punnett. Very nice guy,
yeah,
though.
Nice guy.
We had a chance to meet him at one of the radio conventions we went to.
Yeah, you both have the same voice.
I didn't know that, but thanks, I guess.
As I've been listening over the phone, what would Christ do? I've been on the planet for a long time, since my mom gave birth to me. The real Christ would just this wouldn't be an issue. It is the condition of the soul, the spirit.
Tell me more. What do you mean by that? The condition of the soul, the spirit.
Christ looked into the soul and the spirit and told us, well, his main commandment was love one another.
Right, and how is shutting down someone's business, threatening someone with a jail cell, in any way loving towards another human being?
He's not saying it is.
Yeah. I'm not saying he's saying it is. I'm just asking that question.
No, it's not. It's not.
I'm with you, Alan. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it.
Wait.
Mm-hmm.
As far as President Obama's vague position on gay rights, gay marriage. For years, I've gotten really tired of the fact that marriage seems to be only defined as what is the Judeo or Christian definition of marriage? I remember when you would sign a contract and it was called We Married the Contract.
Well, it didn't used to be that way.
Oddly enough, when you follow back into the definition of marriage, it goes into matrimony, which then follows the female's lineage.
Alan, you know, if you look back at Mitt Romney, I think what I see a headline today that his great-grandfather or something like that had multiple wives.
Yeah, he says he believes that marriage is between one man and one woman.
Thanks for the call, Alan. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. No, not only that, Mark, he says that it's always been that way. Mitt Romney said something like, marriage has always been between one man and one woman.
Ludicrous. I mean, just read your Bible. You'll know that it's not the case. I mean, and I don't get this. It's a social norm, and people are using their religion in order to enforce a social norm. And that's, it's, you know, as far as I'm concerned, a dozen gay unicyclists can decide they want to live together for the rest of their lives and love each other, and I don't care. Why would I care? How does it affect me and my wife? It doesn't. It doesn't affect it at one bit.
Right. This whole claim
to suggest that somehow it does affect you because it affects the definition of marriage
and my
religion says it's wrong or whatever. Well, you know, I've got friends that are Amish. Their religion says it's wrong to drive a car. Do you want to get those people in power so that they can tell you what to do? Now, fortunately, the Amish have a religious sanction against voting, but your mainstream Christian will go out there and he'll tell you what to do, any old time of day or night.
That's why I love the Amish.
What's right.
I love the Amish people. I mean, their religious beliefs may be crazy, but, I think they're absolutely wonderful folks. I mean, they're nice people, and they don't try to impose their belief systems on anybody.
Right.
Your belief is
only of value if you value it. Shoving it down on somebody else doesn't give them... this guy who's can't open his tattoo parlor because it's within 1,000 feet of a church-owned building. Do you think he's seen the light of Jesus over this? I mean, it's absolutely nuts.
I mean, he may even be a believer himself. Who knows?
And if you take the stand against gay marriage, come on, you know you're going to lose. You know that this is coming down the pipe. And you're just
Mark. And North Carolina just passed a crazy law a constitutional amendment that completely bans any form of not just gay marriage, but also domestic partnerships between straight people.
I don't
know if it's coming down the pipe everywhere.
So, Clinton, does the, lets the don't ask, don't tell. Then Obama undoes don't ask, don't tell. Now he's coming out in support, at least in his personal life, for gay marriage. He's going to come out at some point or another and say that, the federal government's supposed to do whatever. Or the next Democrat's going to come out and do it. And there's going to be a next Democrat politician. And those Democrats are going to get, frankly, what's right done. If governments are going to choose to be involved in marriage, now maybe this will get state governments out of marriage.
That'd be nice.
But I doubt it. They want the revenue that comes from it.
$100 or whatever.
And, but it's coming. It's coming. You know, stand in the way of the Mack truck if you want.
This is
what the Republican Party fails at over and over again. They're so bad at it. They're like, everything was so much better in 1961. they just don't get it. They're like, we don't like them Mexicans. We don't like them black folks. And I know not every Republican's a bigot. I know they're not. Yeah. I am a Republican. But I know what the bigots vote.
Yeah.
And everybody, the black people know what the bigots vote, and the Mexicans know what you think
about their
people that live across the border.
There's black bigots, too. We had heard from a couple of them this week on this very issue, this gay marriage issue.
Sure there are.
So
both sides.
Yeah. It's hard to, you can't put everybody into the same group, for sure. 855-453, SACL, CAI, toll-free line.
If Republicans want to be viable, Republicans need to change with the times. Gay marriage is coming through, shut up about it, and leave people alone. That's what I'm trying to say.
855-453, whose business is it anyway? 1-855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves here. Live Saturday edition, Free Talk Live.
I believe I can do anything. So when it came to learning a new language, I knew I had to do it the way I learn. No books, no memorizing or translating. I wanted to learn the same way I learned my first language, naturally. That's why I chose Rosetta Stone.
Rosetta Stone invites you to be a part of its biggest language learning event in history. Because in 2012, we want to help 3 million people learn a new language. That's why we're going to give you an absolutely free demo of our language immersion technology. To participate in this free nationwide event, just call 1-800-507-5898.
Si yo puedo hacerlo, usted puede hacerlo. If I can do it, you can do it.
To participate in this free nationwide event, call now for your free demo from Rosetta Stone. Call 1-800-507-5898. That's 1-800-507-5898.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy all the features there for you. Once again, freetalklive.com. We've got the Shrine of Female Listeners with dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing they are listeners of this program. Shrine.freetalklive.com. We'll take you there. And if you're a lady listener, you can get details on how to become part of the Shrine. That's shrine.freetalklive.com.
It's a very popular page on freetalklive.com. If you're looking for camping, hunting, survival, or shooting gear, ManVentureOutpost.com has what you need. They've got all the name brands at ManVentureOutpost.com, but they've got them at prices that you'll be surprised by. You're not going to find any website that has prices on the aggregate as low as these. You might be able to find one thing here or there on special that's going to be cheaper, but on the whole, ManVentureOutpost.com has the best prices on camping, hunting, and shooting gear on the internet. They've got, as I said, the name brands, knives, ammunition. Everybody's looking for ammunition these days. Scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, boating equipment. They're family-owned and members in good standing of the Better Business Bureau. You know how important that is when you're buying online. Get an additional 5% off with coupon code FTL. That'll at least pay for shipping, right? Get it quick. Get it from ManVentureOutpost.com.
All right, so we continue here. We'll take your calls about what's on your mind. Let's go to Aaron listening in Manchester, New Hampshire, to XM Satellite Radio's Extreme Talk. Hey, Aaron.
Hey, Mark and Ian. It's good to talk to the two of you. I believe it was Mark mentioned briefly that Romney's grandfather had multiple wives.
I think I mentioned that. I saw a headline about
it.
Oh,
would you?
Yeah. Well, great. Might have been great-grandfather.
Okay. Well, something that cracked me up about that story is Barack Obama's father actually had three wives all at the same time.
Oh, that's funny.
How about that?
And then there's the big story about Romney putting his dog on top of the car, and then turns out that Barack Obama wrote about eating a dog in his book. So.
Yeah, but he was a child at that point. I mean, I don't really think it's a fair comparison. Romney, as an adult, strapped an animal to the top of his car. Now, his claim is the animal liked it, and it was like the 70s. I wouldn't consider this to be that
unusual.
The animal
liked it.
That's the claim. Okay. I don't know.
Wait. Wasn't the rest of the story that they took it to a gas station because it had peed all over itself and, like, crapped all over itself, yeah, and then they had to spray it down in 30-degree temperatures?
Yeah, and then it ran away when they got to the location.
I bet it liked
back.
That.
But, you know, they had the dog for a period of time, and the claim was that he enjoyed riding up there. And who knows, right? But I think
you can't ask the dog, so you might as well make that claim, right?
Right, you might as well, right?
Anyway, Aaron, go ahead with your thoughts.
And you hear the story about Romney being a bully, and then Barack Obama writes about doing the same sort of thing. It just cracks me up. They're attacking each other for doing the same stuff. What
kind of antics did Barack Obama do? Because I haven't heard this other side of this.
He wrote about it in his book where he bullied some girl. I don't know why he was in elementary school. I haven't actually read his book. It's one of those weird things that you hear about, and it just cracks me up that it's like everything that Barack Obama's attacking Romney for. He's done.
Obama doesn't have to attack Romney. All of his little minions are doing the attacking.
But, I mean, his point, I think Aaron's making a good point here. These politicians try to differentiate themselves from one another, but they're really all the same. That's why I was amused when I saw the Drudge Report headline this week about this gay marriage thing, because it finally, they have found an issue upon which these two people disagree.
Right.
I mean, really, they're the same guy. All these politicians are the same. They all want to control you. They all want to tell you how to live. Maybe one of them differs on a minor issue here or there, but otherwise, what's the big deal? They're all the same people. So that's my position. Your thoughts?
I agree. They're all the same people. And I do have one quick question for you.
Yes, sir.
Porkfest starts on June 18th, correct? And what date does it end on?
The 24th. It's a full week long, and it's going to be in Lancaster, New Hampshire. You can go to porkfest.com, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T, porkfest.com, to get more information, to get registered. Whether you can make it for the whole week or even if you can just come up for a few days, it's definitely worth the trip.
I'm planning on coming up on the 19th, so I'll see you all up there.
Fantastic, Aaron. Look forward to seeing you. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. Of course, Free Talk Live will be broadcasting live from the Porcupine Freedom Festival. There are going to be all kinds of things going on there. It's so much fun, and it just keeps getting better year after year. As we mentioned last hour, the bigger, gayer dance party is going to be taking place. Lots of family activities are going to be there as well. Bands, comedians, I believe, are going to be coming back this year. Plus, there was a karaoke night.
It's pretty good
night
for $35, right?
Yeah, karaoke night, all kinds of fun stuff. There's the roast. Which was, I think, well-attended last year, and is back again. And, of course, all the agorism as well, where people just set up and sell stuff. They don't ask any government permission to cook you food or anything like
that. Agorism coming from the Greek, the market.
That's right. Just an open market.
You're setting up a market.
So it's going to be a lot of fun. Porkfest.com. As we continue with you and your thoughts. Tad is listening in Delaware to WGMD FM. Hey, Tad. Tad? In Delaware? Tad going once?
I hear a noise.
I hear something, too. Maybe his name's not Tad. Who's calling from Delaware? Okay, tell you what, we'll put Tad back on hold. Maybe he'll come back. Maybe he went to the bathroom or something. Let's continue here. Paul is listening in Montana to XM Satellite Radio's Extreme Talk. Hey, Paul.
Hey, how you doing?
Just great. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I was thinking this gay marriage. I think it is more of a state's rights. I don't see anywhere in the Constitution that the federal should be doing it.
Well, the federal government requires that states honor contracts that are made with other states or in other states. I believe it's called the contract clause. And so, since marriage is a contract between two people to live together, then I think that I mean, don't you think that if somebody gets married in New Hampshire, that their marriage should be recognized in Nebraska?
Well, I also feel that if somebody has a concealed carry permit in Montana, we should be able to carry in New York City.
I hear
absolutely.
You.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And,
yeah.
Well, frankly, that's listed in the Constitution clearly, though. It says the right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed.
Apparently, that's not too clear because your interpretation
sadly,
doesn't matter.
Right. These politicians and judges and, you know, even the NRA, I mean, these organizations believe that somehow or another they can put rules on who can carry and who can't.
Yeah, but you also have different laws in each state, and, you know, like driving laws, they're different in one state than another.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I would like to be able to go. I'm sorry. I'd like to be able to drive down to you know, any other state because we're living here in New Hampshire where there is no seatbelt law. Can I just flash you know, some sort of New Hampshire paperwork and not get a seatbelt ticket if I'm in another state?
Right. I mean, for God's sakes, I'm safe here in New Hampshire and I'm from New Hampshire. I should have some kind of diplomatic immunity.
That would be really cool.
There,
yeah, so I'm with you. Paul, I'm with you, man. I mean, you absolutely should be able to carry a gun in New York City, and the fact that you can't is absolutely outrageous. And I think all of this really points to the idea that there's no consistency in government. I mean, you know, it says one thing in the Constitution, but they do something
completely
different.
The claim is, without them, there'd be anarchy. But I mean, apparently, if anarchy means chaos, that's what we've got now, because you walk across some line someplace. I live next to Massachusetts, and, I mean, you lose all kinds of rights. You can't, you got to wear a seatbelt. They'll give you a ticket right there for
no
that.
No fireworks.
Yeah, no fireworks, no firearms. They got all kinds of alcohol rules. I mean, just by crossing some line someplace.
That's why I say it's time to secede. How do you feel about that, Paul? You ready for secession in Montana?
I am. I would love it.
Fantastic. Well, do me a favor. Start talking to more people about it. Let's get the word about secession out there, because it's an idea whose time has come again, except this time let's do it peacefully. Thanks for the call, man. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. Free Talk Live.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing LifeStraw from MyPatriotSupply.com. LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a 1-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault. 20 sea varieties for only $37.95. Tattler canning lids. Long-term storable foods as low as $69.95. And much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm standing outside a popular Gainesville burger joint. They've got fresh, juicy patties and golden brown onion rings. But they've had unhappy fans until recently. So, ma'am, just what caused the turnaround?
Well, we love their burgers, but until now, their bathrooms were, how should I put it? Ooh,
they were dirty, huh?
Oh, yeah, we stopped coming here. Then we saw the CentOS truck and gave it another try.
Yep, they called CentOS for a game changer to deep clean these restrooms and to stock supplies like hand soap and paper towels. Was CentOS the winning play for you?
Yep, they won us back.
And now at this restaurant, every wall and every stall shines. For more, let's go back up to the booth.
Thanks, Aaron. Clean restroom supplies are one of many expert services CentOS can tackle for your business. Don't lose business to dirty restrooms. Call 1-800-CINTAS6 or visit CentOS.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team with the white truck.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, dial in toll free and bring up what you want. The number is 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. And you can join us on our website, of course, at freetalklive.com, where you can enjoy a variety of different features, including the bulletin board system. Go and get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners. bbs.freetalklive.com takes you to the BBS. Again, bbs.freetalklive.com is also a place where we'll post show prep items that we choose. So on our main site at freetalklive.com, you can submit show prep items for our consideration and just for other listeners to see. And then whatever we end up using on the air, we usually post that on the BBS so you can find the stuff that we have been talking about there. bbs.freetalklive.com. It's free.
Many companies, as they grow, lose their passion and their mandate. Not so with O'Neill Coffee. The third-generation family-owned business still roasts each batch with the finest beans and the utmost care. They have more than 40 varieties of gourmet and flavored coffees. My favorite happens to be the French roast, but I'm sure they've got something that'll fit for you. If you like those flavors or whatever, they've got the house blend there. To show the Free Talk Live audience their commitment to freedom and making great coffee, they're offering a free mug and free shipping on orders of $75 or more. You can support great coffee craftsmanship at coffee.freetalklive.com. You go to O'NeillCoffee.com also, but it's just kind of hard to spell O'Neill Coffee. So we've made it coffee.freetalklive.com. It'll take you right there. The coffee's awesome. I've got $200 worth on order right now, and can't wait. Coffee.freetalklive.com.
All right, 855-450-FREE. I've heard nothing but good things about O'Neill Coffee from the folks in the activist community here. A lot of them are real serious coffee drinkers.
Oh, yeah.
They have a lot of good things to say. So coffee.freetalklive.com as we continue with you and your thoughts about whatever's on your mind. Let's go to Jack, listening in Norfolk to WNIS. Hey, Jack.
Hey, guys. First off, just want to say, love the show. Listen all the time when I'm going into work.
So, oh, thanks, Jack. Go ahead with your thoughts, sir.
Actually, and I'll be the first one to admit this, because I really don't care about the whole entire gay marriage issue as far as, I think if you want to get married, be miserable, have fun, whatever.
Yep.
I care less. What is, outside of the religious argument, is there any other argument against it that anyone's really making?
There's
or is it all just the religion one?
There's that the, I guess the, you know, that marriage is a word that has meant something for a period of time. I often feel like this is a little shifty, but I can see where they're coming from. So marriage means this, but so let's just let them have civil unions. But to some extent, this, you know, what I have seen is this truly is the separate but equal kind of argument that went on with black folks in the 50s and that kind of thing, that the, you know, the civil unions aren't the same as marriage. They're not honored by, you know, insurance companies or employers the same way. They're certainly not honored by the federal government in the same way. So, you know.
No. I was just asking, as far as, you know, not allowing, you know, gay people to call it a marriage. You know, the people that are like, oh, no, they shouldn't be allowed to be married.
Yeah.
What's their argument outside of the whole religious thing? Because
I think marriage means something and
I think there's more to it, though, than that, Mark. Yes, I think a big base on the anti-gay marriage contingent is certainly people who will cite their Bible and cite their religion. But I think that you don't have to necessarily be religious to be against gay marriage. You could just be a bigot. You could just be somebody who just doesn't like gay people. Maybe it's because you're secretly have feelings about you know, people of the same sex, and you want to repress that, or whatever it is your motivations are. But there are people out there that maybe aren't religious at all, but are just completely bigoted against gay people, and so therefore they don't want to see them have any extra ability to enjoy their life.
Yeah. So like I was saying, there's no real honest, good argument against gay marriage.
Of course not. What could it possibly
really
be?
The point that I was trying to double check on. You know?
Yeah.
Well, I've heard libertarians make the argument that allowing gays to marry with a government marriage is expansion of the government, and so therefore we should only support marriage being taken from the auspices of the state.
I think that's a cover for bigotry. Personally.
I don't know one way or the other. I think that oftentimes they'll try to, you know, work covertly in the Republican realm, and therefore they don't want to support gay marriage because of that or whatever. I don't know.
So there you go, Jack. Any other thoughts?
Thank you very much, guys. Keep on doing what you're doing.
We will. Thanks for the call, Jack. Appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. Let's talk to Adam, listening in South Carolina to Charleston's WSE-FM. Hey, Adam.
Hey, guys. A few quick points, and I'll get back to enjoying the show. Y'all do a wonderful job.
Very good. Thanks.
It's amazing that how the government can put itself into certain situations as far as the marriage is concerned. In South Carolina, 24 hours, $60, and a couple of words for my wife and I to get married. But it took a year for us to prove to the government that we didn't like each other anymore, which I
right.
think is quite ridiculous.
It is.
As y'all said earlier, you know, something only has value if you put value on it.
True.
If you don't value it for what the same reason they value it, then it doesn't mean as much, does it?
No, I mean, you know, take a look at Britney Spears or that Kardashian gal. I mean, they didn't seem to value marriage very much from their standpoint. And, you know, I mean, a marriage is an agreement between two people. When one of those two people doesn't have that agreement anymore, then that's what it is. So, I mean, it can be a really great agreement between two people, and it can last a lifetime, and they can build, you know, wealth and a family and whatever, prosperity, whatever they want with that agreement.
Or it could be a living hell.
They can, yeah, it can be that too, or they could just say that, you know, we don't want to do this anymore. It's just an agreement.
Well,
buying a car isn't a sacred act. It's just an agreement between two people.
Well, two other quick points.
Yes,
one,
sir.
Every time Mitt Romney speaks, do you feel like you're listening to John Kerry again?
He does kind of carry that around.
And the last point I want to make is y'all said all politicians are the same, and I've got to agree with you for that for the most part, but by saying that, you also throw Ron Paul in there as being the same.
And I give Ron Paul a pass. Ron Paul's special.
No, you can't give him a pass. He is special in certain ways, but I agree with 90% of what he says, but the 10% scares crap out of me.
I don't know if it's 10%.
I don't think so. I mean,
2%. I think it's more like 2%, but okay. I mean, you know, whatever arbitrary
number. And I've never really even been scared. Like, Ron Paul, the 2% or whatever that I disagree with him on, I've never been scared of what Ron Paul has to say about it, because even when he was, and by the way, this year's campaign, he hasn't really been pounding the immigration thing. Like, remember, Mark, in 2008, they had, like, this anti-immigration commercial?
I feel like it was his campaign.
Which was
but, okay.
a big turnoff to me. And when we had Ron Paul on the show, back when they would actually let him on Free Talk Live, for some reason we are on the blacklist now and they won't let him on our show.
But, emails.
Yeah, so when we had Ron Paul on, I kind of called him out on the issue, and that was when he sort of, I guess, equivocated, is that the right word?
Yeah.
He did kind of couch his position on immigration in terms of, well, you know, we need to get rid of the welfare state, and immigration's a good thing when you don't have welfare. And so, to me, I felt like Ron Paul was actually pandering on that issue in order to pander to the Republican base and get their votes, and that he actually does generally believe in freedom towards immigration. That was just the intention, you know, the kind of the message, the underlying message that I got from what he was saying. Otherwise, there's not really much with Ron Paul with which I can think of off the top of my head that I disagree. What about you, Adam? What are some of the issues that freak you out?
Well, I loved him in Borat, but
that was so cruel. I mean, the guy gets out there and he'll do interviews for people, and this guy took advantage of him. I thought it was pathetic. But go ahead.
Did you not laugh?
I don't think that kind of humor is funny, frankly.
I thought Borat's hilarious.
I think that he's going to be much better in this The Dictator thing because he's not
tricking
people.
That looks awful. The Dictator looks terrible.
I just don't like seeing people tricked. I mean, you know, if that kind of practical
joking. Candid camera? You never like candid camera?
I'm just going to go pee on you while you're sleeping in at Porkfest then. It'll be funny. Let's get it on film.
That's not funny. Yeah, Borat never peed on anybody. Yeah. Jeez.
He went touching on Ron Paul. Pretending to be gay.
That's hilarious.
It's aggression.
Touching somebody? But,
yes.
No, his foreign policies kind of scares me a little bit.
What do you mean?
From what I understand of his foreign policy, he's very much to, okay, well, if we don't bother them, they're not going to bother us. And in some ways, I agree with that. But in other ways, I'm like, no, sometimes you're just dealing with crazy people.
Oh, that's true. Sometimes you are dealing with crazy people, and at that point, you should put a declaration of war through. That's all he's ever said. Now, I probably take a more radical position than Ron Paul does.
Hey, Adam, thanks for bringing that up. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. 855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Yeah, my position is abolish the military and let everybody take care of their own. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, I didn't write it. I didn't approve it. I wasn't even consulted. If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When the next disaster hits and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. Easy as 123 to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video we've set up for Patriots only at 123survivalplan.com. Get inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. This video contains crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any natural or man-made disaster. In the last 6 months, over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen this video. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed or your money back.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, live Saturday edition of the program. Toll-free number tonight, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Joining you here in the studio, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Once again, 855-450-3733. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. We've got archives, and they go way back. Archives going back to late 2006. And as we announced last week, it's been over a week now since we made this switch to a brand new archive host. We are now with SoundCloud. And for those of you who, you know, kind of in the internet sphere, maybe you've heard of them. They have become more ubiquitous over the last couple of years. And, in fact, there's actually news that apparently there's a big redesign coming for the SoundCloud site. So one of our gurus, tech gurus behind the scenes suggested, Mark, we may have made the switch at the right time because SoundCloud looks like they're about to, you know, get into version 2.0, which will make it even better, apparently. And SoundCloud already is pretty cool. So we've got our whole archives have been re-uploaded to SoundCloud. You can go to freetalklive.com, download the archives like you normally do. But you can also go to SoundCloud's Free Talk Live page, which is soundcloud.com/freetalklive. And that's Free Talk Live is one word, then you can access our SoundCloud links there and click share and then share whatever Free Talk Live show you want to wherever you want, your Facebook page, your WordPress blog, you know, you name it. It makes it easy to embed Free Talk Live audio in whatever internet circumstance or website or place, social networking site that you want to. And plus, it, you know, the podcast is still there. You can still download the shows individually. It just makes it better and easier to share.
And I think the important thing to point out about these archives is if you're a listener to regular sort of commercial talk radio, you're not getting free archives from any of those other people. Free Talk Live.
For the most part, no. Dave Ramsey gives out an hour free in his show each day, so right. He gets some credit.
We give out 21 hours a week of
every hour we're on the air.
Yeah, everything. You get everything.
And you can do it free and at your leisure. Get as many as you want all over at freetalklive.com. So enjoy. As we continue here with your phone calls, your thoughts, Linda is listening in South Carolina to WSC-FM. Hey, Linda.
Hi, Ian, and hi, Mark.
Hi, Linda.
What's on your mind tonight, Linda?
I have discovered you kids a little over a year ago, and I imagine someday you'll be recognized and granted, but I don't know what we would do in this country without people like you two, and I really mean it.
Oh, you know, you're always calling to pump up our ego, and I appreciate that, Linda. But what issue did you want to talk about tonight? You're very sweet, and I really do appreciate all of the compliments. But let's talk about something important to you.
I'm really not impressed with Obama making a statement, because it still means government is suffocating us with all their little rules, and when are they going to walk into our homes and tell us how we should make babies? And the problem is I don't think we're going to see it even in your lifetime. And that's why I say I think you'll be remembered for the movement. I hope it's in Mark's children's lives, that we really have freedom, and that if you kids were on a panel for office or on a panel to arbitrate rights for people, I would vote. I'll vote anyway. I won't be happy. I'm so upset with government taking control of absolutely everything. Where we go, what we eat, who we have sex with, everything has to, and Adam was remarkable. What he said is so true. And I'm not saying that because he called from South Carolina.
No doubt.
You know, when I got my marriage license with my wife, they required...
I don't see us having a chance for a long time to come, but thank God for you guys. And I just cannot tell you what that means to your listeners and followers and people who are like-minded. I just wish there was a way that all of a sudden we could blink our eyes and you were running, helping with our government, and our government were mind-thinking like you folks are. And
well, the good news is there is a way. You can't blink your eyes. It's going to take a little longer.
Yeah, I don't want anything to do with their government.
but there is a way in that Free Talk Live is the number one recruiter for the Free State Project. Besides word of mouth, Free Talk Live is the number one way that people come across the idea of moving.
It's going to be a long time.
It is. You're right. And that's because people have to, it takes a long time for people to tie up loose ends, to, sell a business, get the family's house sold, and then kind of make the move up to New Hampshire, get settled in, put down some roots. Yes, this is a lifetime project. Liberty in our lifetime is the tagline.
Let me tell you something no one ever probably said to Rosa Parks. The day will come that everything you've sacrificed for will come out to be what you had dreamt and wished. You just won't be around to see it. It breaks my heart.
Yeah. I heard you, Linda. Thank you for the thoughts and the call tonight. Always appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. But to the point about the Free State Project, it's not an overnight thing. I wish it were, because I'm sick of the government, too, and them getting involved in people's lives and telling people how to live. That sickens me and that frustrates me. It's
anytime
the reason
you're
I'm
dealing
here.
With bullies, you have to stand up, and it takes some time.
Right. That's the reason why I'm here. I wanted to stand up. I wanted to encourage other people to stand up. And we certainly talked about this in detail the other night on the program, Mark, about how I think it's important for people to put something on the line. Don't have to put everything on the line, but put something on the line, because if you don't, how can you expect someone else to do it for you? So come together with other people that love the ideas of liberty. Come to the Porcupine Freedom Festival. I bet Linda would love it there. PORCFEST.com. It's coming up next month. Free Talk Live is going to be broadcasting live. And that's where you can meet a bunch of the people that you'll hear about on Free Talk Live, like Dale from Flaming Freedom. He's going to be there at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. So you'll get to meet some of the doers, the people that are already here standing up for liberty, people that are already here running for political office or doing civil disobedience or creating media. We can have a relatively quick success if people will get their butts in gear and stop complaining and start doing. That's the ultimate question.
I mean, we've advocated some things you can just do for Free Talk Live and spread the these ideas so much more quickly.
Right from your computer screen,
yeah,
sure.
Share an episode a week of Free Talk Live on your Facebook page. Join our AMP program for $3 a month. If you really believe in these ideas, Free Talk Live is probably one of the most effective ways that you can spread the ideas of liberty to the average person. And $3 a month sure isn't much. I mean, it's a cup of coffee at Starbucks or something. But I was talking about marriages and how government gets involved in these things and tells us what we need to do and what we don't need to do. And when I got my marriage license to my wife, they demanded to know our race. They weren't going to let me get married. They said, nope, not going to give you a marriage license if you don't give your race. Now, I decided I don't have a race. I'm of mixed blood, frankly, like everybody is, but people will just identify as whatever they feel like, and I'm not going to make up something that isn't true. So I just don't have one. Gotten rid of it, don't want a race, it's my business, and they wanted to know something. Now, they had the option for business. I don't know what that means, but my wife and and I...
None of your business.
Right, I suppose. But my wife and I signed up as business race in order to... This was in Florida and in Sarasota, Florida, so I don't know what it's like elsewhere. Hmm. Very strange stuff.
No doubt. Let's go to you and your thoughts. Randy, listening in Omaha, Nebraska to XM Satellite Radio. Hey, Randy.
Hey, gentlemen.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Nice show tonight.
Welcome, sir.
I just think that Mojo Nixon said it best the other day. If you don't like gay marriage, don't marry someone of the opposite sex.
Mojo Nixon, the singer?
Yes, absolutely.
Really? Wait, what did he say around? If you don't like gay marriage, don't marry someone of the same sex, right?
Exactly.
Oh, okay, very good.
Yeah. He also said Elvis needs boats.
That's true. But he's on the XM on satellite radio, and he has a little political show once a week that I listen to. Yeah,
huh. I've never heard of it, but I'm gonna go check it out.
Yeah, he's Mojo's a wild man, you know.
Yeah, indeed he is.
Absolute wild man.
I had two of his albums at one point.
He would be excellent at Porkfest. Yeah, I mean, if you could get Mojo booked to come up there to the Porkfest, it would be an absolute riot.
I know they certainly would love to have larger names.
We prefer not to talk about riots at Porkfest.
I know they would love to have larger names performing at Porkfest. It's just hard to get those guys because they usually are pretty expensive. That's the only problem.
Well, he's living in California now. So
yikes, not a place to be if you love freedom. That's for sure. So what else was on your mind tonight, Randy? Anything else?
Well, I was going to say. If you ever thought about it, you have to go to the county and get a marriage license. Well, that means that marriage is, in essence, illegal. It's an illegal activity.
Yes,
you have to get a license in order to be able to enjoy matrimony. And there are two facets to being married here. And one of them is holy matrimony, which is related to the church, and the other is a civil union, which involves the state.
Randy, I don't know if you're going somewhere with that train of thought, but you're welcome to stick with us if you'd like. Hour number three is next. You can take control here. This is Free Talk Live.
Rising gas prices taking a bite out of your travel budget? Here's something to chew on. You can get more mileage from your travel dollar by staying at America's Best Value Inn, where you'll enjoy free continental breakfast, internet, and HBO at over 1,000 hotels in North America. Plus, join our free value club for room discounts, upgrades, and other instant rewards. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com. With value right in our name, you know you're getting a great deal.
Yum. Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're in Australia and trying to figure out how to buy bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com.